Reach Out and Respond.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive.
Call now.
Do you have some prayer intentions that you would like us to pray for? Let's pray together right now as we finish up the middle of the pledge drive that we're in right now. We're not anywhere near our goal, so we're on our knees asking the Lord to grant us what we need to stay fully funded. That's our need of $2.7 million. I know it sounds like a lot, but God can make that happen, and He will with your generosity. We'll pray for your intentions, those of your family, your health, your finances, your job, your children, when we pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So this is the third hour of the time that we have together today, so we want to make the most of it. And the easiest way for you to have a big smile on your face would be to call 877-291-0123, and you can make your pledge. Today only, we can give you, as a token of our gratitude, a medal that accompanied Drew Mariani on a recent pilgrimage to Mexico, and in particular to the holy sites in Mexico City surrounding the apparitions of Our Lady of Guadalupe, including the home or the site of the home where St. Juan Diego lived, and many other places as well. These medals accompanied Drew, and we want you to have one as our way of saying thank you. But this is only for today, and if you pledge it $1 a day or more, you'll get one. But if you wait till the end of the day or you wait till tomorrow, they'll be gone. So if you want to call 877-291-0123 now, you'll be able to get your medal, as well as if you make your pledge online at relevantradio.com or using the Relevant Radio app, then we will also send you a digital download. And that is a conversation that I had with Josh Raymond, who hosts the Inner Life program, which comes on immediately after this program ends. And the two of us, with lots of experience of raising kids for, you know, a lot of years collectively, and a lot of time and experience, that we've made some mistakes and we've had some victories, and we want to share what we've learned with you in this conversation. I keep calling it a talk. It's not really a talk. It's not me standing at a podium or anything. It's just the two of us having a very candid, extended conversation. And when you make your pledge of $1 a day or more at relevantradio.com, or you use the Relevant Radio app, instantaneously or nearly instantaneously, we will send you this as a digital download. So you can begin listening to it immediately. And I'm here to tell you, and Cyrus, back me up on this, there's stuff in this conversation that I'll bet you're going to say, oh, wow, I never thought about that. And I can do that. And you'll find new techniques and new things that you can do that go way beyond saying, well, just pray for your kids. I mean, that's important. But Cyrus, you were involved in the recording process. You were like the George Martin when the Beatles were in Abbey Road recording, and you heard everything. And what was your reaction to it? Without giving too much away, what was your reaction to it?
Well, the first, you're right. You said you're giving us things that we can use right away. I went home and I actually verbatim said a couple of the things. I pretended it, you know, I came up with it on my own with my kids, because they haven't heard this.
Right.
So
wow, Dad's smart.
Yeah, he's like, whoa, he's a lot smarter than he usually is, and more eloquent. And so there's practical things that you can use right away, and there are new tips, that definitely new things that I had never heard before. But there's also things that I knew and I had forgotten, like things that. It's like, I used to do that, and I don't do it anymore. And it awakened in me the desire to be a better father and to...
And you are a great father, Cyrus.
I'm trying.
Man. You are. No, and for you to say that, I mean, I take that to heart, because you're already a really good dad. And so if this is helping you get to the next level, oh my gosh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it really is. And I can't thank you and Josh enough. It's a very candid talk. This does not feel like a radio interview. This sounds, when I was in the recording booth recording this, and I felt like a fly on the wall as you two are talking over dinner. I mean, it's a very, very candid, a couple old friends, fathers of big families, big wonderful Catholic families, I might add. You don't want to miss this. This is good. This is really good content, good information that you can use every day.
Yeah, thank you, Cyrus. And I'm sure you picked up on some places where Josh and I both admitted, you know, here's how I failed. Here's some things I didn't do right or I did wrong. And that's helpful, I think, for many people as well, because, you know, none of us is perfect, that's for sure. And we can learn from each other's experience. And that's why this particular conversation, it's about 40 minutes long, maybe a tad over that. But that's why it can be life-changing, game-changing, as they say, for families who are frantic and trying to figure out what they can do to help their kids come back to the faith. And you don't even have to be the parents. You could be grandparents. You could be aunts and uncles. This is the kind of thing you can walk into the lives of other people and share this information with them. And good things will happen as a result, I believe.
One of the things you guys are talking about, and this is one of the things that I had forgotten. And I was like, I'm the only one that can save my family. It's got to be me. And it doesn't, because kids don't listen to their parents. So it's going to be someone else. And I have to be open to having someone else help them on their faith journey. And you and Josh talked about St. Philip. Mm-hmm. And I thought this was a really cool part of the talk. And so I grabbed it, and we can share a little bit of this right now if you'd like.
Now, are we going to give away the secret sauce here?
No secret sauce, but you got to give them a taste, though.
Right. So here's a taste. We don't give away the specific technique or the specific secret. At least I don't know. I'm trusting you on this one, Cyrus. So we're going to hear a little clip about St. Philip, right?
Yeah, that's right. So just remember, it might not be you that gets through to your kids, but God will send a Philip.
Moms and dads, recognize, as you probably already have by now, it may not be you who can get through to your son, but God has plenty of Phillips that he can send into the life of your son or your daughter. And so be praying as part of your regular daily petitions, Lord, please send a Philip into my children's lives so that they will listen to whoever that person may be. And you may not know who that person is until you get to heaven, but God will honor the prayers of mothers and fathers who have a special standing before God because of their children and their relationship with them. So if moms and dads are imploring and begging God to send Phillips into the lives of their children, God, I firmly believe, will honor those prayers and he will send them. And that's when miracles very often happen.
That's such a great point, Patrick, because, you know, we were talking just a few minutes ago about the fact that, hey, as parents, we're on your side. We're rooting for you. We want the best for you. And as you said, you know, you've told your children, we're the only two people on the face of the earth that don't want anything from you other than your love. Well, even to a greater degree, God wants nothing more than to love your child and your child to love him. And so praying for that Philip to just kind of drop in out of nowhere, which is exactly what it seems like happens there in the book of Acts. Of course God's going to honor that prayer. That's such a great point.
Yeah, I just don't want to give away too much, but that's good. And the whole, it's just part of a larger conversation. And if you're tantalized, well, what do they mean by that? What do you mean by Philip? Well, I explain it to you in much greater detail. And Josh and I discuss it in greater detail. So please make your pledge now, and we'll send this to you right away. Maybe you're in the middle of worrying about how you're going to get your kids back into the church. I understand. Believe me, I've seen so many Catholics go through this before, and I have, and Josh has. We have some answers for you, some specific techniques, some practical things that you can begin doing. You heard Cyrus say a minute ago that he went home and started working that plan the same day. And these things really do work, and we'll share them all with you, every single last bit of it, over the course of this 40-minute conversation when you make your pledge by going to relevantradio.com and make your pledge there, or you can do the same thing on the Relevant Radio app. And when you make that pledge online like that, then we will automatically send you this as a digital download. You'll have it very quickly, and you can begin enjoying it today. We have to take a quick time out. We have a message here from Father Rocky, our executive director.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, the Executive Director of Relevant Radio and your host for the Family Rosary Across America every evening at 7 p.m. Central. Thanks for joining us for our summer pledge party. we've got a very special two-for-one gift today. Two gifts for your tax-deductible gift of $1 a day. It's an Our Lady of Guadalupe medal plus a book, The St. Monica Club. The medal was taken by our own Drew Mariani to numerous holy sites in Mexico, including the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe, during his recent pilgrimage in June. The book, of course, gets its title from St. Monica, who every day had to wrestle with the pain of having a loved one fall away from the faith, but she prayed and prayed, and her son came back. That was St. Augustine. We have a limited supply of the medals, so don't wait. Give online now at relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123.
We are on our way to make our need of $2.7 million. Just real quick, I want to point out we're about $53,000 away from the $1 million mark. So if you can make a special gift right now of $5,000 or $10,000, that combined with what else we will see in this hour, I'm sure we'll cross that mark. But what we're looking for most folks, for those that can't do those $5,000 and $10,000 and $20,000 gifts, how about a dollar a day? We need 200 people this hour who will reach out and respond at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. There's a call and there's another just like that. Boom. We need 175 more people who will reach out and respond this hour at a dollar a day.
Catherine of Mesa, Arizona, Mary, she writes in and she says, thank you for being a gentle but firm teacher of the Catholic faith. I have grown immensely, not only in knowledge of our faith, but also in confidence to defend our faith since I first started listening to you on Immaculate Heart Radio and now on Relevant Radio. Well, Catherine, thank you very much. And Mary, I must imagine there are countless people just like Catherine out there who, after listening to Relevant Radio for some time, they've gained that confidence that enables them then to share the faith with other people more effectively. And this is the kind of thing that you're supporting when you make your pledge to help Relevant Radio stay on the air. We have a $2.7 million need for the next quarter. And as we've mentioned before, I probably should mention again, we are tithing from what we receive to assist the people in Haiti who have been so devastated and in such misery as a result of the earthquake and now the kind of tropical storm that's hitting them. So you'll be doing two good deeds today when you call 877-291-0123 and make your pledge. You'll be helping the people in Haiti, and you'll also be helping Relevant Radio help people just like Catherine in Mesa, Arizona.
A dollar a day, and when you give us that gift of a dollar a day, we will gladly send you the medal that traveled throughout Mexico with Drew Mariani on his pilgrimage. It's a medal of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Went to many, many holy sites there in Mexico. We will also send you the book, The St. Monica Club. It's a great little book that'll help you guide your children through prayer and patience back into the church. That's our number one prayer request here at Relevant Radio. We just need to hear from you at relevantradio.com. Thank you for that gift. And there's another. We need another 150 people at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Or visit relevantradio.com. Just reach out and respond.
I feel the need for speed.
Compelling insights, unpredictable conversations, encouragement for your day. It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio.
Thanks, Goose. I saw something on Twitter yesterday. This is from a lady who goes by the name of Godless Liz. I'll say that again. Godless Liz. Poor thing. And here's what she wrote. She wrote, most non-religious people wouldn't have a problem with religion if it was something benign and privately practiced instead of something weaponized to oppress people, justify harmful beliefs and rituals, proselytize and convert, and infiltrate government. So my response to her was, most religious people wouldn't have a problem with atheism if it was something benign and privately practiced instead of something weaponized to oppress people, justify harmful beliefs and policies, proselytize and convert, and infiltrate government. I mean, I think that's the best answer you can give somebody for saying something like that. And if you, I don't know, if you agree with me, even if you disagree with me, you'll find that comment on my Twitter feed and you can like it or retweet it or share it, what have you. I think that's a good way to respond to people like Godless Liz who say things like that. And another reason why this, I think, is helpful is because a lot of her followers, who I presume are probably godless as well, plenty of atheists milling around out there, they'll see my comment, they will look at my profile, and they'll see a link to Relevant Radio. And who knows? Who knows what atheist folk out there may decide, well, I'm going to take a listen, see what this guy's all about. And who knows? Maybe some of those atheist folk are listening right now. And that's how these things work. It's amazing the ripple effects that can take place in people's lives. So I'm hoping and praying that Godless Liz will eventually find God. And I know God is looking for her right now, as the Good Shepherd does. In the meantime, though, it's important to kind of take a stand whenever you can on social media. Let's go to the phones. Let's go first to Ryan in Santan Valley, Arizona. Hi, Ryan.
Hello. I had a question. I'm on my way to morning mass right now. And very shamefully fell victim to the sin that most teenage kids raging hormones experience just to try and cover it up.
Right.
But confessions held after Mass. And I really want to receive the Eucharist. And
right.
I feel like I know the answer, but I just want to receive it. And is it appropriate to receive the Eucharist when you know you're going to confession immediately afterward and you will be forgiven?
Well, the short answer is no. You should wait until after you've gone to confession, because objectively speaking, if you're in the state of mortal sin, you need to go to confession to clean that up. And thankfully, the confession is available. But I would propose to you, Ryan, that you make this part of your penitential sacrifice. In other words, Lord, you know how much I want to receive you in Holy Communion, but I can't because of what I've done. And so I'm going to offer that up, that sacrifice, that I am not worthy. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, my soul shall be clean. And that will take place when you receive the sacrament of confession. In the meantime, you offer up that bit of suffering for not being able to receive Holy Communion. That would be very meritorious in God's eyes, I do believe.
Sometimes your wisdom is inconvenient, but ultimately true. The thing that's most difficult about it, it's me and probably like 12 other people, so it's going to be very clear that, you know, I've committed a mortal sin, but...
Well, not necessarily, and I understand what you mean, because you're thinking, well, they're going to say, how come Ryan's not going to Holy Communion? And it's none of their business. If they want to leap to that conclusion, they can, but there could be any number of other reasons. Maybe you didn't keep the fast for 1 hour before receiving communion. Maybe, you know, it could be any number of other things. And I would say, let this be part of your penance. In other words, if you feel ashamed or you feel embarrassed, so be it. You know, I'm not wishing that upon you, but if you feel that way, think of how Jesus felt when he was nailed to the cross nearly naked. He was stripped of his garments. He was the object of ridicule and scorn and people's jeering at him. And even his clothing was removed from him before he was nailed on the cross. And you can unite yourself to his sufferings by willingly offering up your sense of embarrassment. If they're leaping to that conclusion, which would be true in this case, but they don't know. But even if that's what they're thinking, you can offer that up. And that too will be purifying for you. And it will help you enter in more closely into the sufferings of Jesus. That's a very good thing.
Yeah. Thank you so much. God bless you and everything.
You're welcome,
and all
Ryan.
Those that support you and all part of it. Have a wonderful day.
You're welcome. Before you go, if I may, let me recommend the works of Matt Fradd, F-R-A-D-D. His website is mattfradd.com. He's written a number of books on, I'm just going to throw a dart here and just say chastity and pornography and related issues. He himself was once very deeply overcome by those sins, and he charted a course out of it, and he helps other people. And you may find the things that he has there on his website helpful to you. So check those out. I think you'll find them, at the very least, some tools that you can use. Thanks, Ryan. And do pray for me when you go to Mass today. I sure appreciate that. 888-914-9149. Now we'll go to Scottsdale and talk to Barbara. Good morning, Barbara.
Hey, Patrick, a question for you, please.
Sure.
My son is getting married. We're very happy, but his fiancée is not Catholic. She's not anything. She's not been baptized.
Okay.
Initially, you know, she said, oh, you know, I'll get baptized. We'll do that. Well, since then, she changed her mind. Mm-hmm. They will not get married in the church. My son has promised me that, you know, a year or two after they're married, they're planning their honeymoon a year later, then they will plan to get married in the church. Is that mm-hmm. appropriate? Is that even something our church would do if they're married outside the church and then come back and get mm-hmm. married in the church?
This is a question that ultimately a canon lawyer could speak to with authority, but I'll tell you what I know on this. And that would be that because she is not baptized, this is not going to be a sacramental marriage. So they will not be celebrating the sacrament of holy matrimony. Because as you probably already know, in order to receive that sacrament and to confer the sacrament on the other person, because it's the husband and the wife who confer the sacrament on each other, they both have to be baptized. So in this case, they could get married validly, at least in the eyes of the state, but there would be no question of a sacrament here. And the part that I would want to review to double check is, under these circumstances, does the church require the canonical form for what will not be a sacramental marriage? I think in the case of your son, it would still be, he would still be obliged to do that, to be married by a minister of the church. But I don't want to press too hard on that because I could be incorrect on that point. And it might be that because she's not baptized, that there would not be a requirement for the canonical form. So my advice would be, check with your diocese. You're in Scottsdale. So check with the Diocese of Phoenix, ask for the marriage tribunal. Mm-hmm. And just ask that question, because I don't want to mislead you, but I think it's possible okay. that it may not be required for that. But in the meantime, maybe if your son is a serious Catholic, he will be successful in helping his wife receive faith in Christ and to come into the church, be baptized, in which case then their marriage automatically becomes sacramental. So her mm-hmm. being baptized would elevate that natural marriage to the level of a sacrament, which would be awesome. So mm-hmm. that's a goal that he can be working toward.
Yes. Okay. Gosh, thank you, Patrick.
You're welcome,
I will
Barbara.
Check with the diocese and see what they tell me as well.
Okay, very good. And just ask for the marriage tribunal office. And in that department, they will have people who can give you an exact answer. I think I know the answer. I just don't okay. want to say it without double checking.
Okay. Thank okay. you so much.
Thank you, Barbara. And I hope the couple enjoys many happy years together by God's grace and blessed with many children by God's grace. Won't that be great to be a grandmother? Let's see. I am looking at the clock. We don't have time to go to another phone call, so we will just take it easy, as the Eagles would say. Here's a quick email that came in from McKinley in Lexington, Kentucky. I appreciate who you are, Mr. Madrid. You have helped shape me into a better Catholic, an amateur apologist and defender of the faith, so thank you for that. I owe you some tacos and a purpose-driven cup of coffee sometimes for your efforts. Your show has equipped me in so many ways to assist both Catholics and non-Catholics in better understanding the faith. Also, I want to give a shout-out to Mr. Cyrus Simcoe for all that he does as well. I appreciate who you are, Mr. Simcoe. Thanks to the both of you for what you do. Well, McKinley, that is awesome. Thank you, and thanks for taking time to share that with us. We're in pledge drive mode. Mary's going to join me in just a second. We're going to talk about what our goal is this hour and what we need to do to get there right after this.
People are so excited to be getting their medal, their Our Lady of Guadalupe medal, which traveled on pilgrimage with Drew Mariani throughout Mexico to many holy and blessed sites. It traveled and it's been places that many of us only dream of going. Well, you can say your medal's been there, but only if you call today and only if you call or reach out before they are all gone. There is a limited number, and this isn't something we can go, oh, let's buy more of those, because they can't travel again. The pilgrimage is over with. So hurry, do not miss out. You can claim your medal when you make your gift of $1 a day at relevantradio.com using your smartphone or app, or when you call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. There we go. Two more right off the shelf they go. That's how fast it happens, Patrick.
It does. And this is the one day when you can get this. It's beautiful. It's meaningful. As Mary said, it's traveled the pilgrimage route with Drew Mariani. But there is one final leg of the journey that this medal has yet to travel, and that's to you. And we will send you this medal when you call 877-291-0123. And it will complete its pilgrimage when it winds up in your hands. You'll love this, and it will be a great conversation starter when someone sees it around your neck or on your the keychain for your car keys, wherever you might want to display it. People are going to see it and say, what is that all about? And that'd be a great chance for you to share your faith. But you won't get it if you don't act now. Call 877-291-0123 or go to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app.
We want to say thank you to Phyllis listening in Sussex, Wisconsin, making your gift of a dollar a day. And definitely we're praying for the souls in purgatory and those in Haiti and Afghanistan. Thank you so much for your prayer request. St. Cloud, Minnesota. Charlotte, thank you for your dollar a day. And a dollar a day coming in from Carol in Austin. Also from Craig in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Everyone making their gift of a dollar a day and letting us know how we can pray for you. We certainly do take your prayers at heart when you let us know what your prayer intentions are and your prayer needs are. You can do it too when you visit relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or when you call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And in the second half of this show, we still need, the second half of this hour, we still need another 110 people to reach out and respond.
But it's doable. And it will happen when you pick up the phone, which I ask you to do right now, 877-291-0123, or use the Relevant Radio app, or you can go online at relevantradio.com. Please note that when you make your pledge for a dollar a day or more at either relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, we will send you that digital download of the conversation that I had with Josh about how to bring your kids back to the faith.
The Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Reach out and respond.
Welcome back. And boy, the time is going quickly. Mary and I were chatting during the break. And it's interesting, Mary, because you yourself had, you were sharing with me a situation that you were married to. The man that you married, I don't want to tell your story for you, but was originally not Catholic, right, when you got married?
Right. And I didn't, yeah. At the time, we didn't realize, you know, I was not in my faith walk where I am today. And he hadn't been baptized. And I'm not quite sure how that got by at our local parish. But so we had a sacramental, or we got married in the church, but right. He hadn't been baptized. And then 3 years later, he joined the church. And
praise
then about
God.
5 years later, I heard in one of my, continuing education classes for a Sunday school teacher that if you are not baptized, you don't have a sacramental marriage. And then I'm like, right. Oh no, I have 4 children. What am I doing? But I inquired and I was informed that after he got baptized, then that retroactive, our marriage became sacramental.
Right. And then you received, I don't know the specifics of your story. So after he was baptized, did they have a wedding ceremony? Did you do that?
No, okay. They didn't do that again. But the diocese had informed me because I was in that class and I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. And they said that when he got baptized, then that made our marriage sacramental. That's what we were told in our diocese.
It's interesting. And, you know, I guess I never knew that. And I've met your husband before and I never knew that. You never mentioned, but why would you? I mean, there's no reason to do so. But there are a lot of people for whom these are important questions. And so just kind of hearkening back to the question that the lady was asking before, the key to remember this here is that we want to have, as Catholics, a sacramental marriage. And so in what she was asking was about her son, you know, down the road, they would get married in the church. So my answer was pivoting on the fact that the hope is that at some point, this lady that he's marrying would become Catholic. She would be baptized. In which case, then they would be in a position to confer the sacrament upon each other, the sacrament of holy matrimony. And there's a very good book by a canon lawyer by the name of Ed Peters that deals with all these little fine details. And it's a book, I don't have it in front of me, but it's the title is something like Answers to Your Questions About Marriage and Annulments. And that would be a very helpful and authoritative work for people who want to look more deeply into this issue. Let's see, 888-914-9149. 1-800-848-9149. Let's go to George, who's been waiting very patiently in Northern Virginia. Hi, George. Welcome.
Hey. Yes. Hi, Patrick. Greetings from Northern Virginia here.
Indeed.
It's muggy and, yeah. My question relates to the last person and the person before that. I have a son who married by a JP, and I was never so glad that he did that.
By JP? Oh, Justice of the Peace. Okay.
Justice of the Peace, yeah. Okay. Because if it wasn't that, it would have been with an Indian priest. You know, his wife is Hindu. Mm-hmm. And because of COVID and their parents pushing on the wedding, they wanted like 400 people. My son and his wife now didn't want that. And when they married out at Las Vegas there, I was kind of happy because at least I didn't have to attend or go to an Indian wedding, if you know what I mean.
I don't.
Well, I didn't want to participate in a religious ceremony that was not Catholic.
Oh, so it was... Okay, so it was a Hindu ceremony, is what you're saying. Do I have that right?
Yes. Yeah, when okay. I mean that, yeah, Hindu. I and I didn't okay. want to participate in that, okay. And it didn't happen because of the COVID, and they just got married by a justice of peace instead.
Got
but
it.
My question has to do with, and I think it kind of answered it, I'm trying, you know, I have your search and rescue book. In fact, I got two of them because it was a gift because I'm a parish ambassador mm-hmm. this way, and I got it as a present. And I'm trying to work on my son, and I told him, I said, son, I didn't want to say his name, you know, you have a daughter that's 1 year old, your mother and I gave you this gift of baptism, and I really want you to have, at least have your marriage convalidated. Now, she doesn't have to be Christian to have it convalidated. It would be a natural marriage as opposed to sacramental. Is that correct?
It's correct insofar as that it can be recognized by the church as
right.
a valid marriage. But let me read to you directly from the Catechism what it says about this particular issue. So rather than try to put it in my own words. So this is beginning in paragraph 1633. It's talking here about mixed marriages or disparity of cult. A marriage between a Catholic and a baptized non-Catholic would be one, or in the case of a non-baptized person. Between a Catholic and a non-baptized person is known as disparity of cult. Difference of confession between spouses does not constitute an insurmountable obstacle for marriage when they're both Christians. However, in the case of those who are not baptized, according to the law enforced in the Latin Church, this kind of marriage needs for laicity the express permission of ecclesiastical authority. In a case of disparity of cult, an express dispensation from this impediment is required for the validity of the marriage. This permission is or dispensation presupposes that both parties know and do not exclude the essential ends and properties of marriage, and furthermore, that the Catholic party confirms the obligations which have been made known to the non-Catholic party of preserving his or her own faith and ensuring the baptism and education of the children in the Catholic Church. So the key point here is that this dispensation from the bishop is necessary for the validity of the marriage. Now, at some point in the future, George, if the non-baptized party, let's say in this case your daughter-in-law, were to become baptized, then this marriage could then be elevated to the level of a sacrament. Does that make sense? And is that getting to the heart of your question?
Yeah.
Okay.
But so if... Okay, I was thinking that they could have a natural marriage in the church without her being Catholic or without her being baptized.
And that's what this part of the catechism is saying, that in order for this to be recognized as a valid marriage, in the case of disparity of cult, which is what you're talking about here, there has to be a dispensation for this to take place, an express dispensation, because it's an impediment to the validity of marriage otherwise. So if the bishop dispenses your son, in this case, then the church would recognize the marriage as valid. But I'm running out of time. I have to go to a break. This is Pledge Drive time, George, so the breaks are coming at us a little more quickly than normal. I would refer you to the Catechism. You can begin reading in paragraph 1635, where it talks about this specific case. Thank you for the call. Let's see, we're going to go now to a miracle moment. Someone listening to Relevant Radio, just like you, whose life has been changed for the better.
Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
Thank you and Relevant Radio for bringing me back to the church.
Awesome.
About a year ago, I was just fiddling, trying to find a radio station. I drive a truck. and I was going through a radio finder station to listen to, and I found a Relevant Radio station, and I didn't want to listen to it at first. I switched. I went to another one, and it came right back to another Relevant Radio affiliate. Well, okay, I'll listen for a while, and my life has never been the same since then. I'm a monthly contributor. I went to my first confession in close to 40 years or so. And then Sunday, I went to communion. I can't explain feeling of almost like euphoria after I received communion. It actually brought tears to my eyes.
How has Relevant Radio impacted your life? Make a tax-deductible donation now on the Relevant Radio website or app.
We have 20 minutes left in this hour, and we are still in need of 85 people who will reach out and respond. 85 people who will either visit relevantradio.com, open up that app on your smartphone or tablet, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Any gift whatsoever is greatly appreciated. If you've already given this pledge drive, you're like, you know what? I want to hit that call goal. I'm going to make another $25 or $50 one-time gift. That's great. If this is your first time calling in for this pledge drive and you're like, you know, it's time I step up, I'm going to make that gift of a dollar a day. That's a simple gift, $365 for the whole year. We have some great thank you gifts for you. In particular, first of all, there's this book, The St. Monica Club, and this book is going to help you to pray your loved ones back into the church. But better yet is the medal that Drew Mariani took on pilgrimage with him.
Yeah, and that pilgrimage was to many of the holy sites in Mexico, and most importantly, of course, the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe. So Drew took these medals with him from place to place, and that's part of the allure that people are experiencing with wanting this medal, because they know that not only is it a beautiful depiction of Our Lady herself, but also it has been physically present at these places. So if you yourself have not been able to go on a pilgrimage, for example, to Mexico City, not everybody can do that, but the medal has been there. So you have a kind of a tactile, physical connection with these places. And that's very meaningful for people. And we know it's meaningful for you, and we want you to have one. The only way you can get it is by calling 877-291-0123. And please, as Mary was saying, please remember that if you hesitate, you won't get it, because they're going very quickly and everyone else is getting theirs. And if you wait, they'll all be gone. And we don't want that to happen to you.
That's right. Today is the only day that this gift is available to you, this very special medal of Our Lady of Guadalupe that went on pilgrimage with Drew. And when they're gone, they're gone. We can't duplicate these, obviously, because June has passed and the pilgrimage has passed. So don't miss out. Visit relevantradio.com or use that app on your smartphone or tablet, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And just like that, we need 80 more people during this hour.
Only
one of those 80. That's it, in 20 minutes. We can do it, though, if everybody does their part. Pick up the phone, make that call, 877-291-0123, or better yet, visit the website or use the app. You'll get the bonus download from Josh Raymond and Patrick Madrid. You're going to love it. Just reach out and respond.
At the intersection of faith and culture, The Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Get connected to the conversation. 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Patrick Madrid is on now. Relevant Radio.
Man, this song is the 70s. I'm right back in 1975 with that music. Who is this?
Duke Harrington.
I like this.
Yeah, this is great.
I feel like I should be pulling up in a Gran Torino. My dad used to drive a Gran Torino.
I can see it.
I wish he'd kept that car. 888-914-9149. We have so many emails pouring in. I want to get to a few more of those. We've also had people holding as well online. I'd like to get to some more phone calls. Why don't we do another phone call before we get to some more emails? Keith in Naperville, Illinois, thank you for waiting as long as you have been, and welcome.
You're more than welcome. Thank you. you've stirred up quite a bit of interest, I guess, in this the thread of conversation about the validity of marriages. And
yeah.
I find myself in, I think, kind of a similar situation. About 31 years ago, my wife and I were married in a Catholic church by a parish priest who was a distant relative of the family. And prior to the wedding, I'm a baptized Catholic. My wife was baptized as Episcopalian.
Okay.
And it asked us, would we agree to raise our children in the Catholic faith? We said yes. And he then said, okay, then give you the dispensation. You can be married in the Catholic church as well as, you know, the actual building itself.
Okay.
Then 15, 16 years ago, my wife was baptized as a Catholic and went through confirmation and Eucharist. So as I understand what you're saying, it's a valid marriage. I mean, I guess I wondered, was my relative authorized to give that kind of a dispensation? And am I okay?
Okay, so let me back up a couple steps. When you say your relative, I presume that was the priest of the parish. Is that what you mean?
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So the assumption I have here is that the bishop had delegated the authority to the priest to give such a dispensation. The dispensation would come from the bishop. But if the bishop had delegated the authority to the priest to, you know, to tell them you have this dispensation, then that, as the catechism, you may have heard me quoting from the catechism in paragraph 1630, yeah. What was it, 1634, that in 35, where the church says that you have to have an express dispensation from this impediment for the, which is required for the validity of the marriage in the case of disparity of cult, which means that you have a baptized party and a non-baptized mm-hmm. party. So if indeed he had that authority delegated to him by the bishop, then you have the dispensation, in which case, yes, the church would have recognized your marriage as valid.
All right. So there's no reason for me to dispute that. I'm just going to presume that he did this under good authority.
Yeah. I mean, I think
if you went to the bishop specifically about our case as opposed to just general delegated powers.
Well, it may be the case that the bishop said to the presbyterate, I delegate to you in these circumstances the authority to extend my dispensation to the couple involved for them to have a wedding in the Catholic Church when there's a disparity of cult. And as I understand it, would be similar to the bishop extending the faculty to the priest to lift the penalty of excommunication when he hears the confession of a woman who has had an abortion, because an excommunication results from having an abortion. So there's not only the question of the forgiveness of sin, but there's also the canonical penalty that's attached to that particular sin. So that would be a parallel example where the bishop often, and maybe routinely, the bishops would say to their priests, you have this grant of the faculty. I delegate to you this power for you to lift the excommunication. So without having checked with a given bishop, my understanding is that they do the same kind of thing when it comes to granting this dispensation for a mixed marriage disparity of cult.
Okay, so I think you've answered my question that we got married and what we thought was good under good circumstances. She's since been baptized as a member of the Catholic faith. So
could you call that priest back? I mean, is he still living? Could you call him up and just say,
sadly, no. Okay. He passed away a number of years ago.
Okay. Well, what you could do is you could get in touch with the diocese and inquire, say with the marriage tribunal, and just say, these years ago, my wife and I got married in the church. Just tell them what you told me. And the priest, the fact that he's your relative is neither here nor there, but just say the priest told us that we were dispensed, that we have the dispensation to get married in the church according to the church's law. And we just want to double check and make sure that he wasn't like winging it, but he actually had this delegated to him by the bishop. And they'll be able to tell you, they'll be able to say, yep, that's what the bishop does, or that's what he did then. In which case then you're home free, at least as far as that question is concerned. Now, if there's any question about that, you acted in good faith, of course, so there's no problem on your part. But that's when you might talk to the marriage tribunal and say, well, you know, if it turns out he didn't have the authority to do this, what's our next step?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up a little bit.
All right. Well, I hope that's helpful to you, Keith. I appreciate it very much. Thank you. And so happy to hear that your wife did become Catholic. That's a real success story. 888-914-9149. Let's go now to Alexa in San Clemente, California. Hi, Alexa.
Hi, Patrick. Yes, so I have just kind of a quick question. My boyfriend and I broke up this past Monday. We have been dating for 6 months, but I've known him for 12 years.
Okay. How old are the two of you?
We're 30.
Okay.
Over kind of the course of the relationship, so he's not Catholic, but he's been going to church with me. He's agreed to be chaste. He's been really like interested in the faith and has even expressed a desire to start RCIA and actually become Catholic. But we've always kind of, this argument over abortion has already always come up, and he does not condone abortion and would never get one himself, but does ultimately believe that it's the woman's choice. And so that's always kind of been brought up. And when he did say that he wanted to do RCIA, I kind of naively assumed that that meant he would be also kind of changing his perspective on abortion. And he didn't realize, or maybe hadn't done the research before, that you can't really become Catholic and still hold that belief. And he's super open-minded. Like, he's been really great in going to Mass and praying with me before meals and being chaste, which is crazy for anyone at 30. And so it's just been really hard because he says at this point in time that belief hasn't changed. He says his mind is still open. It's just he doesn't know, like, when or if that will change. So it's just hard because I don't know, like, if I should give him grace and time to, like, go
through. Is that
through
the sole sticking
RCA?
Point? Is that the yes. one thing? Okay. Well, I mean, breaking up is awfully drastic, especially if the two of you were contemplating marriage. I assume you probably were contemplating marriage. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And you love him and he loves you?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So why break up then? Why not just let things develop and see if he will change his mind on this issue? I mean, I can recommend some tools that may help you help him in that regard, but was it the case where you just felt like this is hopeless and therefore we have to break up, or do you see some hope?
Yeah, just I feel like he could change. I'm just like, I just have that like feeling like, what if he does not, and he doesn't, you know, he goes through RCIA and that's like a sticking point for him. So I just like didn't know if that was too severe.
Yeah.
And like if to, because it's just a tough one, I think, for males in general. So I don't know if it was like a rash decision when he's so good about everything else.
Yeah, that's what makes me think, Alexa, in the short time that I've got, that maybe there's some hope here. And maybe if you were to just let things develop, take your time a little bit longer and see what happens. I would refer you to Live Action. They've got some wonderful videos there that will really help clarify this issue. Also go to virtuemedia.org. They have some wonderful, very brief videos that will help change his heart on the issue of abortion. Try those out.
It is amazing how many people are saying, I want my medal of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And I want that book, the book about St. Monica. You want to join the St. Monica Club? Well, then you make your gift of a dollar a day here at relevantradio.com, or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. The final 6 minutes of this hour, and we only need 40 people who will help us make our goal.
40 people in...
That's easy.
Yeah, what do we have? 5 minutes, four minutes, 10 people per minute? We could do that. And relevantradio.com, you'll never get a busy signal there. Same with the Relevant Radio app. And I think right now you may not get a busy signal if you call us at 877-291-0123. Give it a try. Make your pledge.
there they go. There's a call. There's a gift. There's another one. Only 35 more. That's how fast it can go down. We need you to help us out, though. We have this goal for this hour of 200 people reaching out and responding at relevantradio.com or using your smartphone or tablet and opening up the app or going online with either of those devices as well, or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. $1 a day, and we'll send you this medal, which is in limited supply. When they are gone, they are gone. There is only a certain number. They're not available tomorrow. It's today only. There's another one. There's another. We only need 30 more people here in the last few minutes. We'll reach out and respond.
Lucia of Los Angeles, she wrote in, Mary, she says, got to hear your show today when you were talking to the grandma. You'd answer just like I tell my friends and family. I am here responding to myself saying, see, I told you, I told you. So she's an example of people who are listening to the program and having their faith confirmed, having their faith broadened and deepened and more information given them, which is a good thing. And it's happening right here on Relevant Radio 24/7. We want to keep that going, but we need your help to do that. So if you'd like to help support listeners just like Lucia, make your pledge right now. $1 a day or more would be awesome. 877-291-0123.
Frank, listening in Jacksonville, Florida. Yes, we're going to pray for your grandson who has COVID and everybody else who has COVID right now. Definitely in our prayers. Thank you for your dollar a day. Henry, listening in Chicago, praying for her daughter in her fourth month of a high-risk pregnancy. Definitely praying for you. John, listening in Milwaukee, $1 a day. We're going to take your prayers to heart as well. And we have Jan, who's listening in Lemoore, California, praying for her children's conversion. Well, what better gifts to get from your dollar a day than the gift of the medal, which traveled all over Mexico. A great, great, great person for conversion is Our Lady of Guadalupe. And also your talk about, or the book, the St. Monica Club, which is a great book to help you pray, learn, you know, kind of teach you how to pray for those prodigal children that you have and family members to bring them back into the church and how to pray with patience. It's a great book. And if you made your gift online, in addition to that, we'll get you that talk from Patrick Madrid and Josh Raymond.
Yeah. And in fact, it goes even beyond what a talk would be. This is a conversation that we had just recently in which we bring to bear our own experience in raising large families and what you can do to help your children come back to the Catholic faith. We hear this constantly from people who listen to Relevant Radio that that's a really big need for them. So we have something that will help you in that regard. And you'll get it when you make your pledge, $1 a day or more, at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. You have to make it there to get this digital download. But there's still time to pile in now. If you do this before the top of the hour, we'll be able to count your pledge this hour. So please do it right now.
We are in the final couple of minutes of the Patrick Madrid Show for a Wednesday, and we only need 12 more people. 12 people who will reach out and respond at relevantradio.com. Use that app on your phone or your tablet, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. There's another and another. 10 more people. Be one of those 10 who reaches out right now and helps us make our goal for this hour.
Yeah, we're so close. We are really close. And you can get in there, but you got to call now, 877-291-0123. Or go to relevantradio.com. Go there, and when you make your pledge there at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, you will receive almost immediately this digital download of the talk that Josh Raymond and I put together for you on how to keep your kids Catholic and how to bring them home if they've left the faith. We're just about out of time, but if you do it now, you'll get it.